This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. There is mixed reaction in Somerville, Massachusetts, to the news that it's going to cost as much as $1 billion more than expected to extend the MBTA's Green Line from Cambridge through to Medford. The first phase of the project alone is running $500 million over budget. WBUR's Jack Lepiar's gauged reaction in Somerville's Union Square, where construction is already underway.
What's your reaction to this word that it's going to cost $700 million to up to $1 billion more than they originally expected?
That much? That is a lot of money.
That's Brad Moeller, who lives in Union Square, Somerville, which is the site of one of the first new Green Line stops projected to open in 2018. The extension, originally expected to cost a little more than $2 billion, could now cost more than $3 billion. Moeller says he wouldn't mind if the Green Line extension were canceled so that his rent stays lower, a sentiment that is not shared by Ann McGinnis.
It's terrible. I think that they've been promising it for a long time, and they've already significantly started construction over there.
McGinnis, who works in Union Square, says she thinks the higher price tag will cause the T to abandon the project. She points to statements from Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack, who says all options, including canceling the extension, are on the table.
I'm surprised that they've even publicly said that, if it wasn't something that they're seriously considering.
Pollack says the project's underestimation is due to two factors. First, that the MBTA made its projections based on contracts during the recession. And second, the T is now using a new contracting process that's designed to speed up construction, but in this case has caused prices to soar. It's a lot of money, but not necessarily a sign that the Green Line will be canceled or even postponed. That, according to Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone.
The city has been working collaboratively with the state now for some time. Let's be clear. The state has a legal obligation to build a Green Line. That's clear-cut. That's black and white. One, two, the state wants to build the Green Line.
Curtatone says the state needs to look at other funding sources to make up the gap. That's what Thomas Schaldoni, a 9-year Somerville resident, believes will most likely happen. Schaldoni says in his experience living in the Boston area, major projects often encounter delays or cost overruns, but they still get finished.
You know, whenever the post office is in debt or the T is in debt, they're gonna find the money somewhere along the line to bail them out. And I can see that. You know, that's life. That's life.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiars.